So welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo. Today we are talking about investing into penny stocks in the JSE or any market that you love to invest into. The reason we want to talk about penny stocks is because a lot of people see companies going for $1 in the New York stock market or going for 10 rand, 1 rand per share in the JSE. And they think it's a good investment for themselves because they can actually buy one full share for that 10 rand, 1 rand, $1, $2 in those stock market. And today we want to talk about the advantages, disadvantages that are associated with investing into those companies known as penny stock companies, guys. So, without wasting any time, let's get into this episode.
After listening to Ivan's Stock Review Wednesdays, you're going to want to invest in some global shares. And the Shift app is by far the best place to do that. Good thing we are sponsoring this podcast, or that would be awkward.
Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo, the podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. Hello, future millionaires and billionaires. Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo. As I said in today's intro, today we are talking about investing into penny stock companies listed in the New York stock market, Johannesburg stock market, whatever market it is that you want to invest into, guys. So what exactly are penny stock or penny stock companies? Guys, when we're talking about penny stock companies, we are talking about small companies that are trading under 10 rand per share, if you're talking from the South African point of view in the JSE. And typically, these companies have a market cap of under 1.5 billion South African rand. Any company that meets those two categories is seen as a penny stock companies. And many people love to invest into them because they see the potential that those companies can have. Because typically, if a company is trading under 10 rand per share or under 1.5 billion market cap, typically still in early stage of growth and still a small company that has a potential to grow. So many people say, hey, let me buy those shares while they are still young, while they are still under 10 rand per share, while they are still under 1.5 billion market cap, because it has potential to grow. And companies, for example, like Capitec, which it was trading under that category. People see what the Capitec has done or other companies have done it and say, hey, if I enter early while this company is still trading under 10 rand or under 1.5 billion, it has potential to grow and I can make a lot of money in the long run, which is possible, but it's important as well to be aware that you need to understand the advantage and disadvantage of such companies. So let's start talking about the advantages of investing into what we call penny stock companies, guys. What advantage is that? Number one, low cost to entry. Penny stock, because they're trading under 10 rand per share, it means it's easy for you to come in there and buy a lot of share. It is easy to enter that market and buy a lot of shares. Companies like Paper Group, PPC Cement, all of them in a Johannesburg stock market go for under, even under 2 rand actually. So with 1,000 rand, you can get a lot of shares of those specific company and become a shareholder with a lot of shares of those companies. Number two, guys, there's high potential for return on your investment. Because companies under a 10 rand, which you call them penny stocks, are very cheap, it means it's easy for them to go from 1 rand per share to like 3 rand per share or 2 rand per share, or even grow much more faster. It's easy for them because they have so much room for growth and they're still at a small scale, meaning they can very much grow rapidly, very fast. So when you invest into those companies, your potential to get high return is very
high guys as well, and also opportunity to be an early investor, to be an early investor, because number one, this company is still in a small stage or growth stage, means that you can be one of the first investors in those companies and enter while they have not created a name from themselves. And when this company is creating a name from themselves, you are one of the few people that entered early, and you would see high growth in your investment. And also guys, at the same time, one advantage is about penny stocks, it gives the opportunity to diversify your portfolio so that you can be into big established companies and also small startup companies. So you are able to diversify your portfolio by having small companies, big companies, and also have everything in between. So when you buy penny stock companies, basically you're getting those small startup companies, so that when they basically perform very well, you know, oh, I have penny stock companies that are performing well for myself, and also I have big companies as well that are performing well for themselves. Let's look into the disadvantages of penny stock companies, guys. When you look at the disadvantages, they are a lot, right? Not a lot, but they are very concerning. Number one is the high risk of losses, guys. I read before I came to record that 90% of penny stock companies tend to fail. So there's a high risk of those penny stock companies to fail compared to well-established companies with a good track record, guys. That's number one. Number two, guys, lack of information. Because a penny stock company, much is listed in the JSE, there's little information about it because they're not that much big. And analysts out there don't do that much research and publish articles and opinion pieces and columns about them. So it's very much hard for you to research and get a solid information about them. So much of the time when you invest into penny stock companies, you're investing to speculative companies, basically, because there's little to no information about them and their operation, so that much recorded or recognized or published by article, by analysis, or by news journalists, or whatever it is. It's very hard for you to get information about them as well, guys. Liquidity basically is also a problem for it, because penny stock companies tend to be, for example, their trading volume tend to be low, so it making it a little bit challenging for you to buy or sell those shares because of liquidity as well, guys. So it can be hard for you to now try to sell your shares in that specific company, guys. As well, guys, potential for fraud. Penny stock companies, their CEOs, managing directors tend to, when you look at the research, those companies easily for to be misled by the specific leadership and management of that company. And typically when you look at history, look at news articles, a lot of fraud tend to come from penny stock companies when it comes to fraud in listed JSE or New York stock company listed companies. Penny stock companies management tend to be the one to act a lot of fraudulent activities, because they don't tend to be get that much scrutiny compared to big companies, so they can get away to a lot of things. And when it is time and it become big, that fraud tend to come out and it can fall just like that. So you must be aware of that, guys. So guys, that was the main aim of today's episode, just to make you guys aware of what are the risks that associated and linked to penny stock companies, and you need to know what you're getting yourself in. There are potential of, or there are companies that are penny stock companies but really perform very well, but at the same time, understand what you're getting yourself into. Don't put all your eggs into one basket and that's just you invest into penny stock companies only. Diversify your portfolio, protect yourself, and ensure you understand any penny stock company that you're investing into. It may be just 1 rand per share, but if you're putting 20,000 rand there, putting 10,000 rand there, you're putting your heart and money. So you need to understand how the company operates, guys. I hope this podcast episode was helpful to you guys. Do ensure to hit the like button, the subscribe button as well, guys. As always, let me know what you think about today's episode. Until next time, happy investing.
After listening to Ivan's Stock Review Wednesdays, you're going to want to invest in some global shares. And the Shift app is by far the best place to do that. Good thing we are sponsoring this podcast, or that would be awkward.